Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Yesterday was World Plumbing Day, Tony. What would you do without indoor plumbing?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Buy a lot of buckets? I don't really know. I'm really glad I was born beyond the outhouse era, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that there's indoor plumbing. I mean,
I just Googled indoor plumbing. What year do you think indoor plumbing was sort of invented? Give it a shot.
1885?
1644, France, the French. Of course it was the French.
Indoor plumbing? Pipes?
1644,
really?
Lead pipes, baby.
Toilets? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Justin Fields is in limbo, Edwin Diaz is back, and Matt Rempe is doing goonish things. But we begin today with Derrick Henry. For years, the leading rusher in the NFL, going to the Baltimore Ravens for 2 years and $16 million. Wilbon, you called this yesterday. Henry is 30 years old and coming off a season where he gained 1,100 yards, scored 12 touchdowns, and led the league with 280 carries. So what does this do for the Ravens?
Tony, it gives the Ravens another way to go after Kansas City, the way to go after the champs. That's what it does. It fortifies them. And people will get very specific, and they'll give you analytics and all that. You get a guy like Derrick Henry, it gives confidence to the entire room, particularly the people in that offensive huddle. Particularly, it would seem to me, if healthy, in November, December, January. You say, really? It's -9 in Kansas City? Fine. Let's go. All right? We got a quarterback with superior athletic skills. He may not be the superior quarterback, but his athletic skills. And we got a running back who may not go for 2,000 anymore, but can get us 150 in the cold, maybe two touchdowns, and kill you on third and short, fourth and short, and in the red zone. Let's go. That's what the Baltimore Ravens are saying. It doesn't mean it'll work, but they're taking their shot with a heavyweight stud. I love what they've done here.
Yeah, so Derrick Henry is 30 years old. It's not old. It may be a little bit old for a running back. More importantly to me, his lifetime amount of carries in the NFL, 2,030 lifetime carries. He has led the NFL in carries four of the last 5 years. He is a workhorse. All right, we agree on that. But last year, Mike, and this is not analytics, it's simple numbers. He averaged 4.2 yards a carry. That was down from his career of 4.7. Way down from the 5.4 in 2020 when he had over 2,000 yards and he had 17 touchdowns. So the question I'm getting to is how much is left in the tank. And even with that, I think this is a huge move for Baltimore, right? Because they are a run-first team. They led the league last year, 157 yards running. They got a run-first offensive line. They know how to run. And, Mike, every carry that Derrick Henry has is one fewer carry that Lamar Jackson has to have, and it'll save his life.
Great point.
I mean, this is he has led the Ravens in rushing the last 5 years. You want him to play quarterback, not running back. So this is how, and I agree with you, this is how you catch and pass Kansas City. It's how you do
this. This is how you give it a shot, Tony. I'm going to call a name now. My sort of last sports hero as a teenager, and that's Walter Payton. You mentioned age. Walter Payton was like in his 12th year when the Bears finally won, when he won a Super Bowl. And there had been a dip, and there was all this concern, oh, wow, can he do that? He didn't have to lead the league in carries or yards. He has to be effective. And here's where analytics don't matter. It's the confidence he gives, again, in that locker room, to that room, and to that huddle. That can't be measured with yards per carry. I'd like Derrick Henry on my side with Lamar Jackson if I'm going after Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I would.
I agree. We move now to Justin Fields, your boy, and quarterback musical chairs. The Vikings just signed Sam Darnold. We already knew the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins. The Steelers signed Russell Wilson. The Raiders signed Gardner Minshew. The landing spots for Fields are narrowing. Wilbon, what should the Bears do with Fields? Trade him for less than they hoped for, keep him and not draft Caleb Williams, or keep Fields and draft Williams anyway?
There's one thing that's a no. Keep both of them is a no. It's just a no. You don't need two guys, you know, under 25. No. Now, you bide your time. You can be patient. I'm not saying Ryan Poles has made all the great moves or perfect moves in his time. He's had some couple of good ones and a couple of ones I don't like, the GM of the Bears. But, Tony, the panic out there really to me is a media story. It's an expert story. It is not a football story yet. There is time. There are trades made on draft day. There are trades made leading up to the draft. There are trades made in the summer. I don't want to see sort of Fields beyond minicamp if they're going to trade him. You know, I'm fine with keeping Justin Fields and using that pick in other ways. Right. I am, as much as I love Caleb Williams. I'm not trying to get rid of Justin Fields. I don't see the need for that. So you bide your time. You get the best deal you can. Maybe it's not the deal you want, and maybe you cave a little bit later on. We're not at that point yet. No matter what the experts are saying on every network, you got some time to figure out to do with Justin Fields. Patience is a good thing here, I think, for the Bears and Ryan Poles.
Yeah, I don't want to get on your bad side by being an expert, but it feels a little bit to me like the Bears have sat on this a little bit too long. They may have thought there'd be a market that would develop for Fields, and maybe that market hasn't developed. Maybe nobody really wants Fields, or maybe the Bears have asked for too much. Now, Washington and New England need quarterbacks, but they got the 2 and 3 pick, so they're going to get a quarterback in the draft, and Washington just got Marcus Mariota, and New England just got Jacoby Brissett, which sounds like placeholders until a rookie is ready. The Giants picked up Drew Lock today. They may still want a quarterback. I think Denver probably needs a quarterback. It's possible Tennessee wants a quarterback. It's possible Seattle and the Rams want a younger guy to fill in when their older guys are done, Mike. But I would say that the news here for me is that it doesn't feel any longer like Justin Fields is guaranteed a starting spot somewhere. And that, I will concede to you, surprises me a little bit. I agree with you. You cannot keep him and draft Caleb Williams. We are old enough to remember what happened in Washington with Sonny Jurgensen and Billy Kilmer. The entire city took sides. It doesn't work in a locker room. It's not
RG3
a good idea.
RG3 and Kirk Cousins.
You that. Can't do that. Can't
RG3
do it.
RG3 and Kirk Cousins. Tony, let me go back for a second. Nobody's guaranteed a starting spot, but 60 quarterbacks started in the NFL last year. I don't want to hear that Justin Fields is not one of the top 60. I don't want to hear that because that's garbage. 60 quarterbacks started. You know every team is going to start two quarterbacks at some point. So, you know, there's going to be a landing spot if they decide to trade him. Will they get exactly what they want? No, not necessarily. Let's see. There's a team in Washington that might want to trade for the pick, the one pick, to get the one kid on that short quarterback list from Washington, D.C., Caleb Williams. So there's a lot That's of right. things that could That's happen. Right. I am not for throwing Justin Fields out the door. I'm not. Let's move to the NHL. And Matt Rempe, the throwback who got thrown out of another game last night, the 6'7", 241-pound Rangers rookie enforcer tight end, earned a 5-minute major in game misconduct for throwing an elbow to the head of Jonas Siegenthaler of the Devils. Rempe has earned 54 penalty minutes, get this, Tone, against just 57 minutes of ice time. Time actually played in his 10 games as a rook. He's had 4 fights, 2 ejections. The league just suspended him for 4 games a few hours ago. Tony, is that a strong enough message?
I don't know. It really looked to me like he was going for the guy's head. It really looked to me like it wasn't a hockey play. It really looked to me like he was out there for goonery purposes. And what I draw from somebody who has almost as many penalty minutes as regular minutes all year is that he's out there to be up to no good. I'm going to get nostalgic for a moment here, because in my youth, I spent a lot of time in those upper seats at Madison Square Garden.
Those blue seats.
Games.
The blue
seats. And I would understand. The blue seats and the GO seats, if anybody remembers what that means. And I know why Rangers fans would cheer people like this. They cheered, in my youth, they cheered Louis Fontanato. Now, Louis Fontanato was a fine hockey player, but that wasn't his job, Mike. His job was to be an armed security guard. And this is how the NHL was in those days, and maybe it is going back to those things.
You better not.
But that, they send those people out there to settle scores, and the noise in the crowd in the upper reaches of the Garden is like a pack of wolves. That's what it's like.
Tony, I know that because, you know, I cheered for a team, the Blackhawks, that had their enforcers at the time. Although the ones that won three Stanley Cup championships recently, they got rid of that. The league moved away from that. And I think organically, I don't know that there was a directive. I always wish there was a directive. But, Tony, the product is so much better now. The product is so clean. The skill levels are appreciated. Teams finally said, I guess to themselves, I'm not going to pay some goon when I can get a skilled player out here. And they are worldwide. They're all over the place. You can get them from Europe. You can find them in America, not just Canada, but the United States of America. Tony, if the league moves in this direction and goes back towards goonery, then the league's fathers, the top of the pyramid, the people who run the league, are idiots. They're idiots because they reduce the product. They say they want player safety. I'm sure, Tony, you have fewer concussions because you have fewer fights. But if the league wants to go back to that, they're stupid to clutter Mike, their product, which is so quote, clean and so good I'm, these last 10 years.
I'm not
going
to argue with you. The kid is 6'7", and he weighs 240. He's a pass rusher. If he wants to go out there and fight, and you're on the other team, you got to go out and get somebody like that as well. It's like
nuclear
arms race, and unfortunately,
no,
it detonates. But I'm gonna quote our friend PK Subban, who we like very much.
We got to get PK on
the show. I heard him say today, give this kid some grace. He looked at the silver lining in this. He said, this kid has skills.
Yep.
Give this kid some grace. I'm just
PK
going to leave
said
you with
a
that.
Game
Let's
or two. It's a little more than that.
Coming up,
we got to get PK.
Edwin Diaz returns to the mound for the Mets. What's the word for his final appearance since the injury that scuttled last season?
And Bill Self is sitting his top two scorers for the Big 12 tournament. What's the word for that? I don't want to see that thuggery. I don't want to see that.
Kids are rookie. I mean, PK is saying
care.
Let him find his spot in the league.
No.
Well, then you're going against your boy.
And some teams didn't go out and escalate. Teams did not do that.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Word is on the street. Be very wary of my vocabulary. What's first?
Mets reliever Edwin Diaz's first spring training appearance after missing last season was blank.
My word is spectacular. He got hurt last year in the World Baseball Classic. He was pitching for Puerto Rico. Except he didn't get hurt pitching. He got hurt celebrating. And he missed the entire season last year, coming out of a season, Mike, where he had 32 saves and a 1.31 ERA. Missed the whole thing. That was the first really terrible thing in a chain of really terrible things that happened to the Mets that culminated in a bunch of trades, on the trade deadline day and ultimately the firing of a manager. So Diaz is back now. He goes out, throws one inning the other day, throws 14 pitches, gets up to 98 on the gun, has seven swings and misses, and retires the side all by strikeouts. You got any questions? I don't think so.
Yeah, Tony, my word would be restless. I mean, all he's been doing is rehabbing and probably being angry and with a touch of, you know, vengefulness. So, I mean, you're ready to go. It's like, let's go. I've been sitting around doing this. The last time I actually pitched, I was pretty damn good winning on the world stage. And now I'm all jacked up and angry and let's go. And it's spring training. I don't know what it's going to ultimately mean. Good for him. I was glad to see him sort of have this, Tony. But it's got to be restless. He's been, I mean, he has just been dying to go for months. And he's finally there. Good for Diaz.
Struck out the side, Mike. Can't do any better. Struck out the side. What's next?
No.
It's a blank move for Bill Self to rule his top two scorers out of the Big 12 tournament.
It is a self-protecting move. You see what I did there, Wilbon? Self-protecting. Kansas lost 8 conference games this year. They hadn't lost 8 conference games in 35 years. They were the preseason number one in the entire country, and now they're walking into the Big 12 tournament as the 6th seed, and Houston drilled them over the weekend. Bill Self isn't stupid. He doesn't want to lose early in a conference tournament like this without any excuses. So he sits down, 2 starters. Bingo, he has an excuse. It lowers expectations in this tournament. It probably lowers expectations in the NCAAs. And it's Bill Self scrambling to get around with a disappointing team.
Yeah, but Tony, he's not holding them out. Those kids are hurt. I mean, I watched that game against Houston, and I mean, they're legitimately injured. And so I'm going to go, it's going to sound like the same notion, but it's very different. Self-preservation, okay? So he's doing this so he can get ready for the real dance. The conference tournaments, Tony, they're not the conference tournaments you and I used to salivate over and go and cover year after year of our lives. They're not that anymore. Because a guy like Bill Self knows he doesn't need to try to have his team out there 4 days in a row or whatever, however many number of days he needs to have them out there in the Big 12 to win. They don't need that. Bill Self's going big game hunting. You do that the next week when the tournament field is announced.
What is your word?
These guys are injured.
What is your word?
I said self-preservation.
You stole
not
my move.
Self-protection.
I had self-protecting.
Self-preservation for winning the tournament, not this little Big 12
dance. You should be out for 4 games like that guy Rampay. You should be out. That's the final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen has a surprising new home.
And should Novak Djokovic be concerned about his loss at Indian Wells? Yeah, I think so. Tony, the conference tournaments are done.
Very disappointing year. Yeah, but 8 conference losses, Mike. We don't ever expect that from Kansas.
You know how I could be less disappointing? Get to the Final 4.
Win
nobody
the whole thing. That's right.
Yep.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 45th birthday, Ryan Day. Day's overall record as Ohio State's football coach is 56-8. His record in the Big Ten is 39-3. But all 3 of those losses are in a row to Michigan. So Day is on the hot seat. He made a very splashy hire when he convinced Chip Kelly to leave the head coaching job at UCLA and become Day's offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Kelly had been offensive coordinator at New Hampshire when Day was the quarterback there. The Big Ten will become significantly harder with the additions of UCLA, USC, Washington, and Oregon. But all they care about in Columbus is the school up north. They get Michigan at the Horseshoe this year. Day needs this one. Happy birthday.
Tony, also a happy 62nd birthday to Daryl Strawberry, who's recovering from a heart attack he suffered last night. That's not the birthday present you want, but Strawberry's number will be retired on June 1 by the Mets, where he was a big star for a long time.
Let's hope he's better. Happy anniversary, Larry Bird. On this day 39 years ago, the legendary Hick from French Lick poured in a career high in Celtics franchise record 60 points against Atlanta, shooting 22 of 36 from the floor, 15 of 16 from the line. No one on the Celtics, not Russell, not Cousy, not Havlicek, not Cowens, ever went for 60. Bird was a clutch scorer, but not a high-volume scorer. Bird went for 50 or more just four times in his career. Jason Tatum already has five 50-plus games and a 60. But what Tatum doesn't have are three rings, three MVPs, two finals MVPs, and a spot in the Hall of Fame. Not yet, anyway.
Tony, Bird also had to share the ball in that front court with guys named Parrish and McHale, who could have gone for 30 every night if they'd chosen to do that and be selfish. Instead, they won titles. And Dennis Johnson and Danny Ainge weren't bashful. So, I mean, there are a lot of people on the Celtics playing with Larry Bird who could put the ball in the basket. He was the number one stunner, but he wasn't alone.
Yeah, greatest front court ever. Happy trails to Los Angeles for Austin Ekeler. Running backs continue to move throughout the NFL, sometimes without rhyme or reason. Ekeler goes from the Chargers to Washington in what seems like a step down. Ekeler scored 69 touchdowns in 7 years with the Chargers, but wanted to leave because the Chargers were unwilling to give him a long-term deal. So after posting a career low yards per carry in Los Angeles last season, Ekeler will get 2 years and over $11 million in Washington. Aaron Jones goes from the Packers to the Vikings on a one-year deal. The NFC North is full of jersey switches. Former Bears running back David Montgomery is on the Lions. Former Lions running back DeAndre Swift is on the Bears.
Yeah, now former Bears receiver Darnell Mooney, he's now former. He didn't go to an NFC North division rival, but he went to Atlanta for about, I think, $39 million. So they're doing some stuff in Atlanta. I'm still worried about what the Bears are doing.
Why are they always, going within the division? And that's your division. You got to account for that. What are they doing
up
there?
Yeah, I don't understand some of that.
That's weird. We're running out of show when we go to the big finish. Linebacker Patrick Queen is reportedly leaving the Ravens for the Steelers. Do you find that significant?
Tony, I don't know that it'll hurt the Ravens as good as he is. It could help the Steelers. But, I mean, the Ravens, I mean, they seem loaded on defense to me. Aaron Judge says his abdominal MRI was clean and he hopes to be ready for opening day. That is a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. You want Aaron Judge in the lineup, especially if Gerrit Cole may not be in a lineup. Aaron Judge is a total stud. Come on now. Timberwolves or Clippers tonight? Who needs it more?
Timberwolves. I mean, the T-Wolves have lost 4-6. They're still trying to put it together in the absence of Carl Anthony Towns, who's out several more weeks. They're both 5-5 in the last 10, but I'm going to say Timberwolves need it more. Novak Djokovic, the Joker, lost in the third round of Indian Wells to the 123rd ranked player in the world. Cause for concern? Is he losing it?
It might be. I mean, we judge him by majors, obviously, but losing to the 123rd player and thinking that your level of play was terrible might be a sign. Last one, West Coast Conference final tonight, number 17, Gonzaga, number 21, St. Mary's. Who you got?
Tony, I don't know. I've watched them play already this year. Those are great matchups when Gonzaga and St. Mary's play each other. I don't know. I might go with St. Mary's this time, but I'm watching that. Tune in for that.
Why don't you push? That's what you do. That's your move.
Okay.
Just push.
I'll push.
Self-protecting, and you stole from it. We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.